Today we have the third episode in a special four-part series of Dayton Youth Radio featuring teen poetry. Here is series producer Truth Garrett.
Today we showcase student poets from the School of Innovation in Springfield. Their poetry is tender and troubled, heartbreaking at times and sometimes silly. After each poem, you will hear the students reflect on their creative process and tell you what their poems are really about. And just a warning, some of the poems you're about to hear discuss serious topics such as grief, racism, and gun violence, and also use adult language.
What is your name?
Hannah Mills. I write poetry because it's just a form of expression for me. I like expressing myself through writing because I really like writing. So just as one likes to either draw, I like writing. I've always been writing, but I've never chose like creative writing. And I had done poetry in the past, but it wasn't my thing. But then when I realized poetry doesn't always have to rhyme and be like a whole, have like the same words or the same words that sound the same. Poetry could be whatever you honestly want it to be. I really enjoy letting myself just write and let poetry be what I want it to be.
My words need a break, a place to escape. I look at the paper as one looks at an exit sign. It glows red, it catches the eye, it guides me to a safe space to break free and flee. The space where a pen doesn't just bleed ink, but bleeds reaction. The sensation of my unhurting emotions pouring out of me with passion. Laying my thoughts down on the paper and leaving them there with no reaction.
My name is Omaria Ali. My poem is about being biracial and how the diversity in today's society can impact a young anybody, not just a young woman like me, or anybody that's young and feels out of place. I think that, not just me personally, because I don't think that it affects me as much because I know that I'll fit in, but I feel like other kids feel like they'll never fit in. And I think that sometimes all they need to do is hear a poem like this and to understand that you will fit in and there are people like them.
I'm light, but I'm not light bright. And I'm dark, but I ain't no starry night. And I ain't no sunset either. No sunrise or moonshine, no carefully defined confine, just the middle child of race. Now, let me give you a day in the life of an unknown color. Yeah, I'm white, but I'm still black. My sentence still labeled for life. Crime committed? None. But being black just gives it away. If not 3/4, then I guess I'm just half human. So tell me why I can't say n-. I'm too white to use slang, too proper to say gang, gang. And ain't nobody saying that, by the way. How am I supposed to speak if I don't know what to say? If language chooses culture, then words must choose my color. Right? Nah. Color's just an illusion. We all equal. Do y'all hear yourselves? Cause words are blind too. In this world, I'm forced to choose. In a world that wants me to choose, I refuse to be confined by the views. I'm the bridge between two worlds. Embracing my uniqueness with ease, no labels can define my worth, for I am a masterpiece since birth. Now, let me help you break down the walls and celebrate the diversity that only beauty installs. I'll find my voice, my symphony amidst the noise, and I know I'll find my harmony. But can you help me fit in to make sure I'm comfortable in my own skin? Can you tell me there's no need to pick a side or place? I'm the full story, not just a pretty face. A blend, a mix, a soul's embrace. And with every shade, I'm sure I'll find my space.
These poems and interviews were recorded in the library at the School of Innovation. Thank you once again to Beth Dixon from Wellspring and Kathy Lee from the School of Innovation. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Truth Garrett.